fifth parak of Amasiyah, fourth Mishnah. This is also a type of Shibbutz Rabbonon. Sometimes they would hire somebody to be a storekeeper, and he'd run the store, and the agreement would, he'd get 50% of the work. Now, in those days, the assumption, the standard deal was that if there's such an agreement, we say that the merchandise is now 50% under the responsibility of the original owner, and 50% under the responsibility of the one who's working there. In which case, what's under the money that's under the responsibility of the one who's working there is considered a loan to the one who's working there, because it's his to do whatever he wants with it. He takes full responsibility. The second half of the merchandise is in the responsibility of the owner, so that's just like a deposit. So this is called a type of an iske. And therefore, since we say half of the merchandise now belongs is loaned to the one who's working, and half belongs to the original owner, so the profits should also be 50-50. So why is it a problem? Because the Maisa, the one who owns the merchandise is giving technically a loan to the one who's working there, and 50% of the, and in exchange from that, not only is the one who owns the store getting his money back, but he's also going to get free work from this chenveri, the one who's running the store. So that's the type of ribis. He's getting a loan, and in exchange for the loan, he's working for the one who gave him the loan. So also, you should not give money to invest and buy fruit or other items, also for 50% of the schar. The same idea, that the money is considered 50% a 50% loan, and in exchange for the loan, this person is doing the transactions for the one who gave the loan. If you give him a certain amount of wages, then that's all right, because he's not working for free. He's getting a certain amount of wages. There are many opinions how to, it says in the Gemara, it's a poil bottle, even like a poil which is not working. Many shitas, different shitas, exactly how to evaluate that. We will not get into all the different shitas. Some say is that if he was working hard before, now it's working less, so you just get the difference. There's different explanations. Eid Moshivim Tanagoylim Lemechsa, Vein Shom Nagoylim Siochim Lemechsa. The same thing is, if you have somebody that you give him tanagoylim, chickens and eggs, to watch over them also, so that he will have them hatch and grow more chickens. Also, and this, it's similar to the previous cases, that I take these chickens and eggs, and I take care of them, and then we split the offspring afterwards. So it's also considered a partial loan. Vein shom nagoylim siochim lemechsa. Also, we not evaluate young calves and young donkeys. The same thing, that they're to be brought up by this person, and also split the profits. And if there's losses, we'll split the losses. So the bottom line is, you have an agreement, is that if there's profit, we split the profit. If there's loss, we split the losses. That's looked at as a 50% loan, and therefore, if he's going to work, the person can work for you also, he has to get some type of payment for them. He has to get paid for his work and his food. Yeah, mazayna is the food for the animals. So you don't have to feed him, but what the expenses that he has, you have to pay. But you can take these young calves and young donkeys and make an agreement that you'll split the wages and you'll split the losses. And you leave them by them until there'll be a third of the growth, the chamachi tennis, and also you have do this with a donkey until it could start taking a load. This last case is permitted because it's talking about a situation which he did not take, the one who's bringing them up is not taking responsibility over the losses, and therefore it's not considered a loan. It's just considered that he's at work. Someone who's working, I'm just working with somebody else, there's no problem with previous.